Today's shir is Mishnah Brura, Yomi Tes Zayin Omen Aleph. We begin the very last words of Tes Vav Omen Beis. In Simen Ches Sif Tes Vav, still talking about tzitzis, the Mechaber writes, Im Nofla Taliso Shlobi Miskavein V'chozer Misatev Tzorech Levarach. This is a very common halachic question. If your talis falls off while you're davening, you didn't have intention to take it off. It fell off on its own. Somebody brushed against it. It just slipped off. Whatever the situation, it fell off without your intention. Shalom miskaven. And you put it back on. Tzorech levarach. The Mechaber says you must make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah points out, Afilu lemad de paskinon. Even that which we already paskind, the behaser taliso al das laharziro ain't tzorech levarach. Even though we said that if you intentionally took off your talis with the intention of putting it back on, you don't have to make a new bracha. Bazeh gara yoser. This situation is different because the talis fell off on its own. Dar nofla below das. The azdo lo mitzvosa. And therefore the mitzvah has left unintentionally, but the mitzvah has left. And therefore, afilu nishar olav talis katan. Even if you're still wearing a talis katan, lo mahani. It doesn't do you any good. You have to make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah points out, this is true, afilu im lo shomiyat. Even if you did it right away, it was on the floor, it fell down on the table for a tenth of a second, but it was totally off your body, it needs a new bracha. What happens if it falls off in the middle of Shmon Esrei? The nofal mimeno be'emtza tefila shudches, ve'chziru acher malav, and somebody else puts it on you. Interestingly here, this implies that you're not allowed to put it on yourself, which is in fact the halacha brought down later on in Shulchan Aruch, that if your talis falls off you in the middle of Shmon Esrei, hu hefsik, v'lo yachzirena, it's a hefsik, you can't put it back. Similarly, if you drop your sitter in the middle of Shmon Esrei, technically, you can pick it up, and even though it's lying there in Bizoyon, you're not allowed to interrupt your Shmon Esrei. I once heard that there's a heter, if it's disturbing you so much that it's on the floor, as it should, or if your talis is disturbing you so much that it's on the floor, you would be technically allowed to pick it up because you're not able to daven Shmon Esrei, therefore it's preventing you from davening Shmon Esrei. But if you know the halacha and you can say, listen, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, I shouldn't pick it up, so then the din is you shouldn't pick it up. Middle of the Shmon Esrei. The Brewer explained, in this situation over here, somebody else put it back on your shoulders. So when you finish the Shmon Esrei, kishishisayim tefilas yudches, yimashmesh betzitzis vivorech. As we've already mentioned previously, whenever you have the tzitzis on before the zman for making the bracha, for example, somebody gets up early to daven in the short days of the winter, and you're putting on the talis before it's the zman for the bracha, so then once the zman for the bracha comes, or in this situation, once you're able to make the bracha at the conclusion of the Shmon Esrei, you then have to be memashmesh, you move about the tzitzis and make the bracha. In the halachas of the Shmon Esrei, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if the person did put talis back on himself, he is in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha that he found himself in when he put the talis on. So he just continues from where he left off, right in the middle of the bracha. And at the end, of course, he'll make the new bracha on the talis by being mamashmesh with the tzitzis at the conclusion of the Shmon Esrei and make the bracha. Of note, the halacha is different by tefillin. If the tefillin inadvertently are moved from their correct position, it's similar to with the talis falling off the person's body. However, by tefillin, we say, in the name of the Shalom, she'ein no'agim levarach, kishemeshivin osol mekomon. If the Shmon Esrei, or whenever the situation occurs that you readjust the tefillin to the right place, they inadvertently were moved out of the place, you don't make a new bracha. Why is that? Because it's not considered a hesach hadas. It's treated as if you intentionally moved them and now return them to their place. The Mechaber then continues and says that this din of the talis falling off you is only true v'hu shenofla kula, if the entire talis fell off you. Avolim no nofla kula, if part of the talis still remained upon you, athopi shenofla ruba, even though the majority of the talis did fall off, but it's still hanging on, maybe on a shoulder, on an arm, eino tzorech levarach. Then the Mechaber paskins, you do not have to make a new bracha. You can just pull the talis back on you, and no bracha is necessary. The Mishnah Berurah points out here that the Taz and the Elyei Rabba disagree with this, cholkin al zeh. They would say you do have to make a new bracha. The Gamagro mitzadi l'divrei Taz, and the Vilna Gaon says, just like the Taz, that in this situation you would have to go make a new bracha if most of it fell off. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, ulukuli alma, everybody would agree, im nofal me'al kol haguf, afal bishin esheres biyado. If it fell off your shoulders, it fell off your body, but you grabbed it, so it didn't fall on the ground, but you grabbed it in your hand, then everybody would agree, the Mishnah Berurah says, tzarech levarach. Why? The azdo lo mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is gone. It's in your hand. That's not called wearing it. She'ikar mitzvahs itof hu baguf. Because the essential part of the mitzvah is wearing it on your body, not holding it in your hands. I should point out that the Piskei Tshuvos brings down many achronim who disagree with this psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down minag ha'olam shelo levarach ala itof shuv. That in this situation, you don't make a second bracha when it fell off. The Somchim, and they rely upon the opinion of the Nimukei Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yonah that's brought down in the Beis Yosef. She'ein mevarchim al nefilas talis shelo b'miskaven. You don't make a bracha if the talis fell off unintentionally, as long as you still intended to wear the talis. He adds that this is especially true when we wear a talis katan, and you can combine the sheet of the Machzis HaShekel, who says that you don't have to make a bracha, kishenof ala talis mi'olav, im lovush b'talis katan. So the combination of that sheet of the Machzis HaShekel, with all these other opinions brought down in the Beis Yosef, of the Nemukei Yosef and the Rabbeinu Yonah, so many disagree with the psak of the Mishnah Berurah over here, and say you do not make a new bracha. Indeed, the Halacha Berurah also paskins that if your talis inadvertently fell off you, you do not have to go back and make a new bracha on this, as of the rule of Safek Brachos Lahakel. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, Imberech al ha-talis v'nofa miyodo, kodem shenisatif bo. If a person is putting on his talis, he's making the bracha, and the talis falls from his hands, and before he put it on, obviously, v'igbio levosho, then he picks it up and he puts it on, the second time, he doesn't have to make another bracha. The fact that the talis dropped after you made the first bracha doesn't mean that it's similar to the case of inadvertently where your talis fell off, and the Mishnah Berurah says when you put it on, you have to make a new bracha. Because in this situation, there is no hesech hadas. You were intending to do this the entire time. And he says, even afilu nifsalu oz tzitziosav, and somehow when it fell off, the tzitzis got ripped or torn in some way, and he hayalo tzitzis mezumanim, the siknum yad, and he had another pair of tzitzis there, he was able to correct the problem immediately. Ein tzarech levar shenis. The Mishnah Berurah says here too, you do not have to make a separate new bracha, the kivan shadayin lo osu mitzvaso, since you never did the mitzvah, you did the bracha, you intended to do the mitzvah, your mind was constantly on doing this mitzvah, even though things inadvertently prevented you from doing it right away. Lo isiach daito. It's not considered hesach das. Come up with tefillin, and this is the same exact halacha as by tefillin. It's brought down over there later in Shulchan Aruch. Shekeven shehatikun hu meinyan hamitzvah. The fixing of a knot of the tefillin that may have become loosened, and that was after you made the bracha, is considered part of putting on the tefillin. So too over here, eino nechshav lehefsik. It's not considered a hefsik over here by the tzitzis as well. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Umi shalokach talis lisatev bo, v'hischil avarech lo." The person went to get his talis and he started to make the bracha on it, and before he finishes, "V'kodim shesiyim habracha l'kachu mimenu." Somehow the talis was taken away from him. Utfilin lefanav, and he has the tefillin in front of him. So he said, "Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam." Somebody grabs his talis, whatever the situation may be, and the tefillin are there. Yachol l'sayim habracha. Continue the bracha. Asher kitshanu mitzavet zivanu laniach tefillin. And this way you're not making a bracha levatola, and this is recommended according to the Leket, and the Artzos HaChaim agrees with this halacha. In Dirshu note 61, he brings down another interesting case. If somebody had his talis gadol in his hand, and he makes the bracha on it, and then, as he's about to put it on, gila, it becomes revealed to him, she'ein lo ein zo hatalis shirotzu l'satif ba, that wasn't the right talis. So the Eish al Avram from Bachach writes, Sheyachol luvo shesatala shebiyodov, he can put on the one that he didn't want to put on, the one that was holding in his hands, and the Ein Tzarech Lachzal Varech doesn't have to make another bracha on it, even though it turns out that that wasn't the talis that he wanted to put on, but since it was in his hands, he made the bracha on it, he can put it on without having to make a bracha. However, Omnam, Kishalovesh achekachas atalis shirotza mitchila lovsha, when he does put on eventually the talis that he intended to put on, assuming he does, Tzarech levarach pam nosefes. Then he has to make a separate bracha on that talis. Furthermore, in note 62, Dirshu commentary writes that the Leket was talking about a situation where he hadn't completed the bracha. However, farsiyem levarach es kol habracha, and then nevdo hatalis mimenu, when he never put it on. So the Maimer Mordechai is medayik in the language of the Leket, she'eno yochol lihisatef betalis acheres below bracha. Then you need to make a new bracha on a talis that's brought to you. Indeed, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah later on, legabe mi shelovash talis below bedika, if somebody puts on a talis without checking it, and then realizes that it was actually puzzle the entire time, and he then puts on another talis, he has to go and make a new bracha on this other talis because it wasn't in his mind when he made the original first bracha. Siv Tez Zayin. Halon b'taliso b'layla. Somebody sleeps with his talis all night long. For example, somebody fell asleep and he has his talis cotton on. Tzorich levorech alav b'boker. The Mechaber says he has to make a bracha on it when the morning comes around. Af im lo pishato, even though it was on all night long. Mishnah Berurah will explain why in a moment. The Mechaber adds, v'tov l'mashmesh bo b'shas bracha. He certainly should go and adjust, move about the tzitzis in some way, and then make the bracha. Or adds, v'chein, which the Taz says doesn't belong there, he says, v'chein yaseh mishalovesh taliso kod b'shayar ayom. Certainly the same thing applies in somebody who puts on his talis early in the morning. We said, once the time for the bracha comes around, he should adjust the talis and then make the bracha. The reason why the Taz says v'chein doesn't belong there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is because the bazeh, in this scenario, tzaruch midina l'mashmesh b'boker, shu mavarech al talis, because you have to in that situation, because we pointed out previously that before you make the bracha, you should always adjust the talis if you put it on before the time for the bracha was to be made. Why would you make a bracha if you wore your talis cotton all night? Why do you make a bracha in the morning? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the kaimalon laila lavzman tzitzisu, because we paskin that nighttime is not the time for tzitzis. It says ureisam oso, and therefore you have to see them, and you don't see things at night, and therefore the heavy hefsik. So the nighttime is a hefsik in the wearing of it from the time of being mechuyev during the day. You're not mechuyev at night, and now you're mechuyev again in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down, however, the opinion of the Bach, the Taz, and the El Yeraba, the Yesh Cholkin Bezeh, who disagree with this. Why? Kiven dechsus yom chayev af belayla. A daytime garment, according to these opinions, the Das Mikzas Aposkim, is obligated to have tzitzis on it, and if you wear it at nighttime, to make a bracha on it, you're mechuyev in it because it's a daytime garment, and it's daytime garments that are chayev in tzitzis during the day or during the nighttime. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sofek brachos lahakel, and don't make a bracha in this situation. However, mikol makom, nochon lechavin liftaros ob talis gadol. But he has a perfectly good eitzah when you're going to wear your talis gadol, which you didn't sleep in all night. So have in mind to pater the talis cotton. If you needed to make a new bracha, gizun tehet. So this way it's patered. If you didn't need to make a bracha, well, you're making the bracha on the talis gadol, not on the talis cotton. The Mishnah Berurah adds, v'chol zeh kol zman shelo pishato. This is as long as you didn't take off the talis cotton. Avol in pishato, adas shelo lilov shotekev. If you did take off the talis cotton at any point in time, and not with the intention of putting it right back on, everybody would say, kulei amo tzorich levarech achakach shelo sho. Everybody would agree that you have to make a bracha when you put it on. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, don't do this on purpose. Mikol makom lechatchila. Don't take off the talis cotton and say, I'm not putting it back on, and then put it back on a minute later. In order to make sure that you need to make a bracha on it. Why not? Because according to those poskim who said you don't have to make a bracha on it, you've now caused a bracha to be made when it really wasn't necessary. And this also isn't correct, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, don't do this lechatchila. What about somebody who sleeps during the daytime? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hayoshin Bayom, Shnas Hatzorayim, somebody takes a nap in the afternoon, Umeser Meyolav Talis Kotten, and he takes off his Talis Kotten when he goes into his bed to lie down. So Yesh Deos Bein HaPoskim, there are differences of opinions amongst the Poskim, is this Bechlal Hesach Hadas or not? Therefore, Alkein Mehanochon, the best Eitzah in this situation is, Sha'al Koponim Yichasebo Bishas Hashena, go and put the talis cotton over yourself, even if you took it off your body, as some sort of like a cover, as a blanket of some sort. And this way, uki shalov shalachakach, and then when you wake up from your nap and you put it on top of your body again, ain't tzarech bracha l'kuliyama. Everybody would agree that you were wearing it the entire time, and therefore you don't need to make a new bracha on it. In Dirshu Note 65, Hagon Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zatzal writes, aside from the din of Hesach Hadas, when you take off your talis at the time that you sleep, one should question, maybe everybody who gets up from a nap should have to go make a bracha on the tzitzis, even if he was wearing the tzitzis while he was sleeping. Why? Because he says, when you're sleeping, you're actually potter from all the mitzvos. And therefore, you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis while you're sleeping. So even if you're wearing them, it doesn't count. Umeisik Shom, he says there, Shekivan Shatzitzis Nimsis Al Gufo. Nevertheless, since the tzitzis are on his body, who Adam and Mechuyib tzitzis l'kishi yisore, but he's going to be chayiv for the tzitzis when he wakes up. Yeshlomar she'enu chayiv levarech al tzitzis l'kishi yisore. We don't make him make another bracha at this point. This brings us to the final Sif Yudzayin in this beautiful Siman on Tzitzis. The Mechaber writes, Niskaso beveget shu chayev betzitzis, v'lo hitil bo tzitzis. If somebody wears a four-cornered garment, it has an obligation to have tzitzis on it, and he doesn't put tzitzis on it, bitel mitzvah tzitzis. The person is not fulfilling this wonderful mitzvah of tzitzis. He is mevatel this mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah explains, because tzitzis are chovas gavra l'inyan zeh, it's your personal obligation to make sure that your garments that you're wearing have tzitzis on them. Shim niskase betalis os cholol av achiev. And when you put on such a garment, that's when the chiev occurs. If it's in your chest, it's in your drawer, you don't have the chiev to put on tzitzis. It's only when you wear it, and if a person wears a four-cornered garment without putting on tzitzis, then he is mevatel this fantastic mitzvah that God gave us. This concludes Simen Ches, and it's 17 Sifim on Tzitzis. May we be zocha to perform this extremely important mitzvah in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to.